Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything God said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. Today's podcast episode is brought to you by Dose of Courage Community. The Dose of Courage Community is free and it's available on Facebook. It is for women of faith, Courage Crusaders, who want to have a space where they can be encouraged, encourage others. We have weekly Bible readings, Bible study, book club, all the good things to feed your faith and starve your fear. Love to see you over there. Dose of Courage Community on Facebook. All right, y'all, what's up? I am so excited to be here again. Podcast still going. I love that you guys are listening all over the world. Thank you so much for continuing to share this podcast with the people you love. Thank you so much for tuning in each week. If you haven't had an opportunity, go ahead and do a 5-star rating and a short little review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast if this is your first time. If this is your first time, welcome. If you've been rocking with me for a minute, welcome back. So glad to have you. I have been really enjoying myself here lately. I know that seems weird, but it's true. And it's because I feel like I am starting to remember more often really who I am. So instead of kind of waking up in this funk or going through my day because of everything that's going around me, like feeling sad or feeling worried, I have really been spending a lot of time in the Word of God and doing the things that He's called me to do. And so that feels really good. One of the things that I'm constantly being reminded of is that, you know, I'm a child of God. And so today I just wanted to take some time to remind you that you are something special. Now, I know we all special, right? But you specifically as an individual, not just a collective group, like we are a special group, that's true. But I want to remind you today that you as an individual, you are something special. And I know you might be thinking, I don't know you. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what's been done to you. I don't know what you've done. And you're right. I don't know you. But what I do know is what God says is true. And so I know that you are something special because God said so. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the word says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light." I know there was a time where you didn't know Christ, and now you are walking in that salvation. You are a special possession to God. What does it really mean? Like, we can't just read the word and just like, and not dig deep into it. Like, that's not going to work. We have to really think about what this means. What does it mean to be a special possession? One, it means that you belong to God. You are His. And when, I don't know about you, but when things belong to me that are special, I take care of them. I value them. I want to show them off. I don't want them misused. I want them used for the reason for which they were created. I am proud of them. I'm not ashamed of them. I want everybody to know that I have it, right? It is to be a special possession means that you are something special. I also know that one of the things that makes you special is that you are a remarkable person, right? The way in which you were created. How do I know that? I have to go back to the word for this as well. Psalm 139, verse 14. "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Marvelous, you are made by the hand of God. The things that God makes are marvelous. That means not only are you a special possession, because I get it. Listen, I have this sweatshirt that I got when I was in college at Florida State University. Shout out, Seminole for Life, right? It was a pink sweatshirt, and it has Florida State written on the front of it in the garnet colors. I've had that sweatshirt since I was in college. Now, I graduated from Florida State in 2005. It's been 15 years, and I used to wear that sweatshirt all the time, even when I was in college. And so it is a special possession to me. Now, I'm telling you it's a special possession, but it's also raggedy, okay? It's raggedy. It's got stains on it. It's torn. There's like the pocket in the front because it's a pullover sweatshirt. It's a hoodie. And it's got torn. It's got some stains. It's got some mild bleaching, probably from me like cleaning or washing dishes in it or something. I don't know. But it's been through some things. But let me tell you something. It is still a very special possession to me. Now, you are not like the sweatshirt in the sense that you're not raggedy. How do I know you're not raggedy? Because marvelous are the works of the Lord. You are a marvelous work. You are remarkable. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, as were all the things created by God. You were created by the hand of God. You are a marvelous work. That is like, can you imagine having that in your mind as you walk through your day? Like, I am marvelous. I'm a marvelous work, an actual masterpiece, right? You are a masterpiece. You were made by the master. You are also to die for. In John 10, 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Gives his life. He laid his life down for you. It was not taken from him. He was not forced to do it. He laid down his life. The word also says, what greater love is there than to lay down life for one's friend? He laid down his life for you. So how can I be so certain when I haven't met you, I don't know you, I couldn't tell you from a can of paint? How can I be so certain that you are something special? Because I believe what the Word of God says. Not what labels say, not what society has said. Let the Word of God be true in everybody else's opinion of you, including your own. If it does not line up with the Word of God, let all those things be a lie. Let every single word of God be true, and anything that is not in alignment with that word, let it be a lie. I don't care what your mama said, what your daddy said, what your bank account says, what your friends say, what you say to yourself when you are down and out. I don't care about none of that. Let all of that be a lie. How you feel. Oh, well, I don't feel like, okay, it doesn't matter how you feel. Your feelings aren't facts, okay? Your feelings don't change the truth. And the truth is what God says. God says that you are his special possession. God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he made you. He knitted your inward. He knitted your inward parts. He covered you in your mother's womb. The word of God says that you are a marvelous work. The word of God says that Jesus laid down his life for you. So no matter what it feels like, no matter what I've been through, I know that I am something special. Even when I don't get special treatment by man, I know that I've already been accepted by Christ. Now what? Now that you've been reminded that you are something special, now it's time for you to act like it. When I was little, we would go somewhere before we would leave the house. My mama would say, act like you got some sense. Act like you know who your mama is, right? She would say that. And what she was telling me is, hey, you know this, You know who your mom is. You do have some sense, but you don't always behave in a manner, right, that shows that you know who your mom is. Because there were kids who did things that I couldn't do, and they could get away with it because of who their mom was. But I was not going to get away with it because of who my mama was. So she wanted me to act like I knew who my mama was. You know what I want you to do? I want you to act like you know you are something special. I want you to behave like you know you are God's special possession. I want you to walk into rooms with your head held high because you know that you are a marvelous work, that you have been fearfully and wonderfully made, both inside and out. I want you to know that you are to die for. Even if somebody is not willing to do things for you, like, oh, sometimes we can be made to feel like we're not worth it, we're not worthy because these people won't do these things for us. Listen, people are broken, right? And I know this is so like super cliche, but it's still super true. Hurt people hurt people. Broken people behave in broken ways. And so somebody's inability to treat you with the love, honor, and respect that you deserve is not at all an indicator of your value. Let me say that again. Someone's inability to treat you with the love, honor, and respect that is due you as a special possession of the Most High God does not at all diminish your value. It's an indicator of their own brokenness, of their own blindness. I'm not even saying that they're evil and malicious. It is difficult to see the greatness in someone else when they cannot see the greatness in themselves. When they are struggling with feelings of unworthiness, when they are struggling with feelings of like having to prove themselves and needing validation, when they are struggling with the idea of not being remarkable or with being less than, then they lash out. So somebody's inability to treat you with love and respect does not change the fact that you are something special, that you are God's special possession. Doesn't make you any less special to God. Just because your mother gave you up for adoption, you grew up in foster care, you went from house to house because your spouse left you, because you needed to leave your spouse, because your sisters don't treat you right, because your friends turned their back, because of those things, you have allowed the enemy to make you think. You've allowed the enemy to cause you to forget who you are and the value that is just in your existence, not in the things that you do, but in your being. I'm something special, not because I have a podcast, but because God says so. I'm something special because I am a marvelous work of God. The same is true for you. You're something special, not because of the job you used to have, the titles you have now. You're something special, not because of your income, but because God said so. And now that you've gotten this reminder, now that you've gotten this encouragement, I want to challenge you to walk with your head held high. I want to challenge you to let it change your disposition. That as you go about your day, throughout your day, anytime you face a challenge, do not allow it to make you question your value. Oh, because I have this struggle, it means I'm not important. Because I have this problem, it means that God has forgotten me. Because I'm dealing with the grief, with the pain that this present life is bringing, it means that I'm alone, that God no longer, that's not how it works. You are God's special possession. Even now, even in your darkest days, you are his special possession. Even when you feel your most broken, you are a marvelous work. Even when you feel worthless, remember that God said you are to die for. He's willing to lay, he was willing and did lay down his life for you. I hope that this has encouraged you. I hope that you have been challenged, right, to go out and do the thing that God has called you to do, to be who God has called you to be and to take possession of all the things he said you can have, the peace and joy that is in being a child of God, right? Not just the material things, but the peace of mind, peace in your home, peace that surpasses all understanding, peace in the midst of a storm, that you can have a hope in God, remembering who you are, that you can have your head held high, even if you're in a new situation, if you're finding yourself, if these are difficult times. Times have always been difficult for people. There's never been a time in the history of the world where there wasn't someone somewhere going through their most difficult time. It's no more true now than it was before. It may be at your home now. It may be in your family now. It may be in your community now. So now you're more aware. But this is a global podcast. So this is a podcast that goes to countries all across the globe, from the United States to Nepal. What's up, Nepal? Y'all listening? Hey. Right? This is a global podcast. The United Kingdom, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Zambia. These are countries that have, these are places where, you know, it's not the first time that they've gone through something difficult. So it may be new for us. It may be new for you. It may be new in your community. But no matter what you go through, even in your most difficult time, it's so important to remember that you are something special. You are a special possession to God. If this episode has resonated with you, if it has encouraged you, if it has given you a reminder of who you are, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to share this episode with every special person in your life who needs to be reminded that they are something special. We all need a reminder. So I want you to click the share button and I want you to share it with every special person in your contacts, every special person on your social media. This is the message that needs to be pushed around the world so that we are reminded of who we are, even in our darkest times. Right? If you share this on your social media, screenshot that thing, share it. Please tag me at Courage Molina. All right? Make sure you tag me if you share it on social at Courage Molina. I want to see all the people who are being blessed by this. It encourages me. And I want to equip you to share this encouragement. I want to equip you to share and encourage, right, the people in your life that you love. So just hit that share button and send it to everyone special to you that you would like to encourage today. All right, y'all, that is it for today. I love you guys. Be sure to check out the show notes. I love to hear from y'all too. I love it when y'all send me an email. Send me an email, contact@couragemolina.com. I love to hear from you. Love to hear how this message blessed you. Write about it in your review on iTunes. Subscribe if you haven't, and share. The more you share, the more you rate and review, the better it is. It helps people to find it. Other amazing people who are looking for encouragement. Your sharing, your rating, your reviewing helps people to find it. Do not be a hoarder of the good news. Be a sharer, okay? I love y'all. Until next time, be strong and very courageous.